Welcome to Zillow Academy's Top Producer Series. Today we have Brian Tessier, who's going to share with you how Zillow client reviews saved his real estate business. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Brian.
I'm a CRS, a GRI, and an ePro. I represent buyers and sellers primarily in the residential market. Our median price out here in Pittsburgh is about $143,000, so that should give a lot of agents across the country an idea of the production it takes to get to the numbers that we have achieved using Zillow.
Awesome. So speaking of, I mean, how long have you actually been an agent in the business out there?
Well, I've been a licensed realtor since only 2007, and I've been a Zillow Premier Agent since March 8th, 2008.
Since 2008, wow. So you've seen some changing markets.
Absolutely, and I've gotten involved with Zillow right off the bat because I knew technology was the way of the future even before it really was the way of the future.
So, okay, here's what I've done. I pulled up your profile on Zillow, Brian. I don't know if you're seeing the screen, but I'm wanting to kind of show people who can actually watch along. Some will be listening to this as a recorded podcast. Others will be looking at this. I noticed that you're taking the moment to reply back to these reviews you're getting on Zillow. Can you address that for me?
Absolutely. Most everything that I do, I have to say, I've actually learned from you.
I'm humbled.
I've taken all of your webinars and from Zillow Academy, and I do exactly what you say. And I have to tell you, if you do exactly what you say, you get great results. My clients will contact me about the responses that I put on their reviews, and they're very appreciative, and I think the responses, they really help justify everything.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've seen, and your responses are phenomenal. Let's dive right into the meat of what people signed up to hear today and what they're listening for. You know, you were telling me, and I know you don't mind sharing this, you were telling me that you were at one point around the 40,000 range for the year in sales and real estate and about to lose your real estate business. Can you just tell everybody the story of how these reviews, or at least how you feel and believe, have saved your real estate business?
Absolutely, and you are correct. It was around $40,000. I was a full-time realtor, but making part-time numbers. Again, I knew technology was the way to go, and I remember, I don't exactly know, I think I was reading the Realtor magazine about Zillow coming out with this new thing where you can get these reviews. So as I started representing buyers and sellers, I got them to review me right away because it was free. I'll be honest with you, I'm very cheap, and it's very tough to get money out of me to do marketing. So I figured this was a cheap and easy way to market myself. And from there, it just ended up taking off.
This is amazing. I'm looking, and these people aren't writing 2 and 3 sentences, Brian. I mean, I'm showing on the screen right now, your clients are writing reviews that are, you know, they're nothing short of an entire blog post. Amazing stuff. And I'm just kind of, I'm reading as I'm talking, so I'm trying to multitask here.
Sure. I kind of wanted to tell you a little story. I had somebody contact me, a seller contact me through the reviews, and I went over there, and she had a stack of papers of all the other agents she was interviewing, and I was on the top because of the review. And what made really my review stand out, and at that time I may have only had 5 to 10 reviews, was the fact that sure, you can go in there and rate with the stars, but she was impressed that people actually took the time, building on what you're saying, to actually sit down and write stuff whenever, you know, they're busy moving in or moving out with kids and everything else. So that added a ton of validity to the reviews.
Yeah, this, you know, you're really utilizing just one of the free services and tools that Zillow offers. And I would say you are grand slamming it out of the park. I like this one. We worked with Brian as a first-time home seller. He gave us great advice on small improvements to make, which our home sold 15 days. Now, obviously, the market plays a role, but you know, consumers know that the agent plays a big role. And I think what happens here, and correct me if I'm wrong, is people are making decisions to contact you based on what they're seeing you say or what other people are sharing as far as their experience. You showed me something this morning, folks. I want to share this with you real quick. This is Brian's Twitter page, and day before yesterday or yesterday, I received a tweet him saying something about, hey, I got some great stuff. Here it is. Here's the tweet. Brad, good stuff for the webinar tomorrow. And this is a screenshot, folks, of Brian's brand new contact he received, somebody that just saw his video on Zillow. So I was kind of showing that in the beginning, the video on your sidebar. How many contacts are you getting from Zillow, let's say on average, a month?
I'm out in Pittsburgh, so it's very weather depending on the weather as far as the market out here. But I could probably get 2 to 3 a day during the peak selling season, March to November.
And what tip would you give people who get even one a week? How are you able to get them to become a client and write these reviews? Forget the review right now. How are you able to convert those people into clients?
Well, at Remax, we have a drip campaign, so I'll put them in a drip campaign. But, I mean, you've probably heard it a million times before. You have to contact these people right away. And if you read through some of the reviews, there's 62 there. I know there's a lot to read through. But some of the people will even say that I contacted them right away. And if they give you an email address, again, I learned this from Brad, you contact them via email. If they give you a phone number, you call them. And you've got to do that right away. And even if you don't have time, I contact them and say, hey, I'm going to an appointment. I will contact you between this hour and that hour and see if it's okay. And that builds a little bit of professionalism and trust and tech savvy right there off the bat.
Yeah, here's one of your clients right here saying, Brian is an excellent realtor. If it was a text, email, or call, regardless the time of day or night, he responded quickly. Share a little bit about how you get these reviews, because you know I've had some people say, well, I feel uncomfortable asking a client to tell me how awesome I am. How do you go about getting reviews? I mean, you've obviously done it great. You've got over 60 reviews on your site or on Zillow. How do you go about getting these from your clients?
Well, there's two different answers to that. At this point in time now, Brad, it's cyclical, meaning I get a lot of my business. I'd say 50% of my business last year was from Zillow, and they all contact me from the reviews. So they know, they almost want to write a review. And also I put them up whenever we close, I put them on my Facebook business page. So a lot of them see themselves there. It's almost like they're 15 seconds of fame. They want to be in that photo. I've even had people say, hey, it's going to be photo day. So they want to be in that photo. They want to have the opportunity to write the reviews. But when I first started, you know, it was a little tough. Not everybody reviewed me. I would walk whenever I wanted them to say things about me, the good service that I did, I would kind of bring that up at the closing table. So basically you're verbally writing the review right there. Then you say, hey, I'm going to send you a request to review me on Zillow. Do you think you could just repeat what you've said? Sometimes I'll throw my broker under the bus. My broker likes to have his agents review. Do you think you could take a couple minutes out of your day and fill out the review I sent?
It's good stuff, man. This is really good stuff. I could see your profile gets a lot of views. So what would you recommend, I mean, to people who are on the fence right now? I mean, obviously the reviews are important. I was just kind of showing off your Premier Agent website, which you've done a great job. I love your buyer's start here pull down options with all the feeds for a buyer as well as your seller information here. What would you say to somebody who's on the fence about being a Premier Agent and actually investing into their marketing and advertising on their business on Zillow?
Yeah, absolutely. It cannot just be reviews. You have to kind of have the whole package. You got to be a Premier Agent. You have to have your profile. I mean, some of the stuff's elementary, but you have to have your profile 100% or 90% completed. Get the video up. I mean, I watch webinars. I hear things. You know, YouTube's the second most searched website in the world. So you have to have a video up there, and I have that on my Zillow profile page. You got to take the Zillow Academy as well. I've learned a ton of stuff from there. There's no way I could have created that Zillow website had I not taken the Zillow Academy webinars you put out in the recorded. So you can actually start creating your website while listening to the recorded webinar and go back and forth. You want to sign up to answer Zillow customer questions, customers from across the country, not just in Pennsylvania, I'm signed up for. So, I just had answered a question on Twitter the other day. If I replace a tub shower in my master with a master closet, would that add value? It was nowhere in Pittsburgh. I'm not going to make any money off that, but what that does is that adds to my amount of contributions, which makes me look like a more active agent on Zillow. And with the reviews, I mean, you kind of got to get aggressive sometimes. And I don't mean, go knocking down their door or chasing them down or getting frustrated, but you can't be afraid to pick up the phone because let me just shoot you a number. I made $114,000 last year from Zillow only. I spent $2,282 on Zillow
Okay, now
advertising.
wait a minute. Wait a second. $2,000 to anyone today is a ton of money, but you invested close to $2,500 into marketing yourself on an internet website, Zillow, and you made how much money?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. $114,000.
Okay, now is that pre-tax net? Is that profit? Is that before taxes, after taxes? What I
That's
mean.
before taxes.
Okay, so you had to pay taxes on that.
Of course. And that's just, I mean, Zillow, I had 53 transactions. Zillow accounted directly for 27. So I made $228,000 last year. Half of that I could directly attribute to Zillow. And there are other sales I made from Facebook, but they weren't directly from Facebook. They were because every time I get a Zillow review, I post that up on Facebook, personal and business, and I tweet it. So I have acquaintances that have seen that, maybe my Facebook friend or friends of my Facebook friend, and then will use my services. So it's not a direct thing from Zillow, but you can bet Zillow had a huge hand in that.
Oh my gosh. Do you have any questions you want to ask, Jay? I'm glad I saw you on the list and I thought I'd just bring you on the call real quick.
No, I don't really. I've just been listening. Brian's doing it, man. He's killing it, which is really exciting to hear about. So I'm just enjoying the show.
Okay, man. Thanks for being here, Jay. People are contacting you. You don't know, you've never met. What's the secret that you're willing to share of conversion? Contact and lead generation is one thing, and anybody can get a million hits a day on their website, and yeah, I generate 50 leads a month, and but conversion, this is what it's about. This is that 2 grand you spend or whatever and convert to $100,000. What is the secret to converting me? When I come right over here and I click on this blue button that says contact agent for the very first time, what's Brian Tessier's secret to getting me to be your client?
I can't say that I personally have a secret, but I can tell you that with buyers and sellers that have contacted me through the Zillow process, some it's their first attempt, but for many, they have actually been listed with another agent and have had poor results. And then they read the reviews on some of the seller reviews that have posted up there on what I've done great, technology, communication, sold it in 15 days. And honestly, I haven't been on a listing presentation in about 2 years. And I have other agents in my office that are like, oh, do you use this for a CMA? I'm like, I don't have any competition. When I go out to list the property, I mean, I'm already pre-screened, pre-interviewed, everything else. So some of them I actually think that they consider an honor to work with me, which I don't look at it that way, but they thank me for taking their call and setting up an appointment and everything else. So in a way, the reviews, they're written by the client. And they kind of make you a superstar status, so to speak.
I think that what you said earlier about people that contact you don't have to do a presentation, they know you, they just want you to help them do a painless, stressless, efficient transaction. I think all these components here are why, because they can see what other people say, they can see who you are, your experience, your involvement, and then they can actually watch and listen to you and see that you're a real human being. What do you think of that? Am I nailing it here?
Brian Tessier here of Brian Sells Pittsburgh. I want to thank you for first.
I mean, would you agree with that?
I would totally agree with that. I mean, I'm not just another agent on a website. I'm not just another agent in the Yellow Pages. They already know me. They can connect with me via Facebook or Twitter and get a little personal information about me. So we're already on like a first name basis by the time we have our first appointment, which is, you know, rewind 5 years ago. That would be, you would never have that.
Let me ask you a real important question. I know you use a contact management system. Obviously, you couldn't do the business at the volume you're doing, making the money you're making with the quality you're providing these people. Can you share what CRM you use if you don't mind me asking that publicly?
Sure. I actually use a couple. Remax has their own, which has buyer and seller drip campaigns. And I also use Lowe's, if you're a realtor, Lowe's Realtor Benefits. com, and you can put your client there and they will email out I think a 10% off coupon, and it has a little, if it's a buyer or a seller, a little thing regarding that as well.
Lowe'sRealtorBenefits.com. Pulling that up now just to show a screenshot for those who might not be listening to the audio and actually watching this as a recorded webinar. Okay, so there it is. Lowe's Realtor Benefits. And then you said Remax has their own drip system campaign that you can apply as a marketing and advertising to follow up with these people going forward once you meet them the first time.
Correct. And I know Keller Williams does too. But, you know, I mean, this is going to be a different webinar, Brad, but Facebook, and I think you had a little webinar on Facebook, is the absolute best contact management system you could have. I just want to tell a real quick story.
Sure.
I was trying to get reviews, and I was having a hard time getting reviews from a buyer that was really happy with my services, but they were just busy and kind of forgot about it. And you don't want to keep bugging them, whatever. So they were my Facebook friend, and I realized so I decided to check out his profile, and he had something, a recent post about a local one-off coffee shop that he'd like to get coffee from. So I went down there and got a $10 gift card, put it in his front door, and then I sent him a message through Facebook and said, hey, I sent you, check your front door. And then I mentioned something about the review. When you know it, a couple minutes later, I got a review from him.
Wow. Facebook. So let's talk about that real quick, and I love that story. Thanks for sharing that, Brian. You've got your social media here. Obviously, you've got a website, your blog, your Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. How much business do you actually generate from sites like Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn?
Facebook, I'd say my percentage breakdown is probably 50% Zillow, 30% Facebook, and then the rest are just maybe some office leads or some referrals. But Facebook is epic because, I mean, it is my memory. I mean, we're taught to know our clients' children's names. We're taught to know their birthdays. So I have Microsoft Outlook, and I used to get all that information, and I still do for some that aren't on Facebook, their clients' or their kids' names, their anniversaries and all that. I put that on Outlook, and it'll pop up and let me know when it is. But, I mean, it's all right there on Facebook. I can see their kids' names. I can see if their kid plays soccer. I go through and like their comments. I'm even using Facebook, Brad, as a transaction management tool in that when my clients are on Facebook, I create a group for the transaction, 123 Anywhere Street. It's a private group. Only myself and whoever I invite in can see, and me, the other agent, and the buyers, we all swap documents. We keep a timeline when the home inspection is going to be, all on Facebook. Forget the fact that it's Facebook. It's a transaction management tool, and it's private. Only I can see it and whoever's in that group.
Amazing. I refer to this as the three-ring circus: past clients, current clients, and future business. All three of those rings have to be running at the same time efficiently and effectively to have a good circus going. How do you manage all three rings of your circus and still have a personal life?
Honestly, you have to be real tech savvy. I've heard people say they don't have time to Facebook. They don't have time to tweet. I mean, if you have a smartphone, it takes 10 seconds. There's sometimes when you're waiting for a buyer to show up, throw a Facebook message out there, throw a tweet out there. I mean, my parents, when I'm hanging out with them and my six-year-old, they go nuts because I'm getting leads from Zillow and I'm responding, or clients contact me through Facebook. But it only takes me a couple of pushes of my fingertip, and everybody's handled. you could, I mean, no longer do you have to go into the office to make all these calls back. You can do it when you're just waiting for a client. Maybe your kid's playing hockey. It's just too easy nowadays.
So do you use what type of a mobile device or are you using to do that?
I have a regular HTC smartphone, and I just recently got a Samsung Galaxy Tab. I'm more of an Android platform type of guy, so I have internet access through Sprint anywhere there's a Sprint signal, so I don't miss anything.
What are the three most important tips you would give me as a premier agent on Zillow?
This is easy. Zillow Academy, first and foremost. That is your school. That is your blueprint on how to succeed with Zillow. Zillow is the most searched real estate website out there. There's no need to put any effort anywhere else. The reviews, you know, you got to kind of get aggressive with them. And if you have any past clients, it just gives you another reason to quote unquote touch them, to reach out and say, hey, how is the house going? Oh, by the way, I'm trying to build an online presence with Zillow. Do you think if I were to send out a request to review me, you can do that? Obviously, you're going to send that out to people that you've had a good transaction with. And you want to complete your profile. You have to have a picture. I recommend a video, and because pictures and videos are what get it done in today's real estate world.
Love it. I get it. Got a couple of questions I want to address. Do you have a few more minutes, Brian?
I do.
Oh, okay, perfect. While I'm doing this, I'm going to search your zip. Let's see. Lori Ross is asking, do you ever get calls from people who already have a real estate agent, and what is your course of action?
Well, you, of course, want to consult with your broker, but I got to tell you, through Zillow, I rarely get calls, but I do get contacted. As a matter of fact, I just got contacted by somebody before I got on the call, and I couldn't take their call because I was getting on this call, and they were listed with somebody else, and I, you know, every state's different, but they're allowed to reach out to me. I'm not allowed to reach out to them, so I'll go and investigate their listing on the MLS and see if it's listed, and then I'll refer them back to their listing contract and see when the termination is, if they have the right to write a certified letter and get out of the contract, et cetera. But that's pretty much what we do there.
How do you handle the call when somebody picks up the phone and calls you and says, hi, I'm looking at 1050 Stanford Road. Are you the listing agent? Because they see you showing up on the sidebar as a premier. How do you handle that call? What do you say to that individual?
Well, I mean, I just have to be completely honest with them. No, I'm not the listing agent. It's simple as that. And then I just go into if what type of information they're looking for regarding that property. And then eventually I want to get into, are you currently in a relationship with another realtor? And then I'll even go into, are you pre-qualified?
Beautiful.
Well, and I've even asked people, I always ask them, you know, how did you find me? And one person said, I went to Google and typed in best Pittsburgh realtor. And of course you have your paid sites that pop up, but Zillow was the second organically produced one. And then when you click on it, I'm on the first page with 62 reviews. And they've even said, you have 62 reviews. You're the little blue ribbon as a premier agent. Why would we not contact you?
Awesome. How are you able to utilize this estimate as a tool to get more business?
I got to be honest, I don't get asked much about this estimate too much anymore at all. I mean, it would be an equivalent to, in Pittsburgh, we have the assessed value, which the county assesses, and it never changes. So I just come out and use that as a, let me come out and show you what the market sold within the last 6 months will produce, and that's how we're going to get a good range on what your home should be listed for and what it's going to sell for. Sometimes, believe it or not, my listings are maybe under this estimate, which I will promote the heck out of that fact whenever I send out my promotional materials to other agents. Hey, look, it's below this estimate. Take advantage now, blah, blah, blah.
I love it. It's really no different than any price that anybody puts on a house. It's what that buyer is willing to pay, and you help them get that price for the house.
Absolutely. I mean, you're going to have objections and barriers and challenges the whole way through, whether it's a Zestimate or, you know, a seller that thinks their house is worth X when it's worth Y. I mean, you just got to figure out how to make lemonade out of the lemons.
Got it.
It's a springboard to get that appointment, which is really what it's all about.
What is your conversion ratio based on the people who contact you through Zillow?
Well, when somebody has a property up like you do on the screen right now and they contact me, the conversion ratio is definitely less than if they went to me and ask about my services. A lot of people, I get a lot on Friday nights, believe it or not. I don't know if they're sitting in front of the computer with a beer in their hand or what, but a lot of those contacts really don't come to fruition. So I'd say about 30% I convert. I'll call them, sometimes the number's bad. And sometimes it's good. So it all depends.
Mary Zingerman had said, "What about buyers?" So I think she was referring to when I said, "Were you getting calls from sellers working with agents?" She also says, "Does Brian see more buyers or sellers contacting him through Zillow?"
Buyers.
More buyers.
Yes, I see more buyers. My whole business is more buyers, to be honest with you.
What about the one that's working with an agent? And like she says, they're working with an agent and they're just inquiring about a property and think that you're the listing agent. Do you do like a buyer brokerage agreement, or do you have any kind of rules or laws like that in your area, Brian?
Well, it's kind of funny. Whenever I first got into this business and I found out people had another agent, I just kind of blew them off and moved on to the next one. But then my broker, Mark Hanlovich, I heard him talking to the client as if they were his own. And what I realized he was doing is he was building a relationship with them and selling himself on the services in case that agent, buyer, or seller didn't perform. And we've had buyers and sellers come back to us or even ask how they got out of their contract with their other agents because they wanted to work with us, just because we took the time to give them information that they were looking for, that their other realtor, and it might be a part-time realtor, just inexperienced realtor, just didn't have. So as a buyer's agent, I never have a buyer broker agency agreement. I know a lot of people do, but if I'm not working out, you can fire me, or if you're not working out, I can fire you easily. Obviously, a listing contract, much more money is invested, so I have a listing contract.
That's awesome. Brian, you shared some really great information, some tips. You shared some stuff that really opened up my eyes. When I ask people, what CRM are you using, and what drip campaigns, and I've just never had things like Facebook mentioned as a transaction manager and a contact manager. And I think, again, I want to just recap that your profile on Zillow is the epitome of what's working for people like you and others as premier agents, because you have the testimonials of others' experiences with you. And it's not about customer service anymore. It's all about customer experience. And when I can read, or consumers can read and lurk and kind of see everything people have to say about you openly and transparently, and see how you engage and interact with those people, and then see you come to life in your video. I think I wouldn't change a thing. And you sound like the kind of guy that doesn't just go after the next new shiny toy or gadget or gizmo, because you see what's working for you, and you've obviously found the right path for success in your business. So kudos to you, man. I want to say congratulations. I'm excited that you're doing so well, number one. But secondly, I'm really, really humbled and thankful and grateful that you took time to share what you're doing and how you're doing it on this call with us today.
Thanks for having me. I mean, if it wasn't for Zillow, I would still be following up scrap leads from other people in my office, where now I get to pass those leads off. It's really, I listen to a lot of webinars from people, and people always say how they do great doing this, doing that, but nobody ever tells you how. So I kind of wanted to give some insight with the Facebook and how to get that review from that stubborn person, so people can actually have a note written down that says that's how to make it happen. So hopefully we provided that benefit today.
Brian, thanks so much, man. I really appreciate you taking time to be with us today. I hope you'll come back and be a guest again. I want to check in with you from time to time, and would love to have you back again if you'd be open to doing it.
I'd love to be back. Hopefully this time next year my numbers will be doubled and we'll have other people.
Well, I'm going to hold you to that, and I'll hold you accountable if you want.
Awesome.
Thanks for joining us, folks. Have a great afternoon, a wonderful weekend. We'll see you back here next week at Zillow Academy. Take care now. Bye-bye.